Well, we are going to get into the Word tonight. You can take your Bibles, and you can go to Luke chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 45. Luke 6, 45. Tonight I'm going to be sharing on our thinking. Our thinking. I believe it was Dr. Werewolf who once said, "Our thoughts are the seeds of our words and our deeds," which I think is a cool expression. Our thoughts are the seeds of our words and our deeds. And if you take seeds, like vegetable seeds, and you plant them in the ground, what happens to them? That's right, it grows, it turns into vegetables. Exactly. So our thoughts are the origin points for what we produce in our lives, like the vegetables that those seeds produce, right? How we live our lives, how we conduct ourselves, what we speak and what we do. Our thoughts are the beginning of that. And in Luke 6:45, it says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart." And the words "good treasure of his heart" refer to his thoughts, the things in the innermost part of his mind, the stuff he puts in his brain. A good man out of the good thoughts of his brain bringeth forth that which is what? Good. So if you think good things, then you're going to bring forth good stuff. Really simple. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart, his evil thoughts, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, what you've put into your brain, what you think about the most, out of that, his mouth what? Speaks. That's what comes out. Right? So our thoughts are the seeds of what we speak and what we do. And if they're good things, then we produce good things. Then good things come out. And if they're not, then evil things come out. Bad things, right? So if they're good, then you're going to say good things. You're going to say loving things. You're going to say kind things. You're going to say edifying things. You'll produce good fruit. Go to Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verse 7. It's a very simple concept, but it makes perfect sense, right? It's hard to produce good words and good deeds if you have evil thinking all of the time, if your thoughts are not good. And it's hard to produce bad things if you're thinking good stuff all the time, too. The opposite is true. Proverbs 23, verse 7, the first part of that verse says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So is he. As we think in our heart, that's who we are, right? What you look at, you become. Our thoughts have a direct impact on who we are, how we live our lives, and what we give off to other people, right? If we feel inferior, for example, where we don't think highly of ourselves, then we tend to be timid or scared. Or sometimes we can come off as abrasive because, or like off-putting, because we try to make up for how we're feeling, right? We're trying to prove ourselves. But if we believe that we're sons of God and we're righteous before Him, then we manifest confidence. We manifest boldness. We manifest grace, because that's what how we think of ourselves, right? For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Right? So it all starts with our thinking. It all begins there. Go to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13. Right? So obviously, what do we want to think about if we want good things? The Word. The Word. Which makes sense, because the Word is true. And it's much better to think true things than to think things that are untrue. Numbers 13, verse 27. So this is a record of the spies that are sent out to look at the Promised Land. Basically, their job was to go and do some recon and see what this Promised Land looked like when the children of Israel got there. And they went and they looked at everything, and there was a lot of good stuff to see there. And there were a lot of nations that already lived there. And in verse 27 it says, "And they told him and said," so these are what the spies report, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it," right? And they bring back the whole big thing of fruit on the stick. They're showing him, like, look at how awesome the fruit is here. It's fantastic. Verse 28, "Nevertheless," here's the downside, "the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." You know Anak and his children. "The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." So most of the spies were very concerned with who was already there, right? These are very strong nations, powerful people, walled cities, very great. Verse 30, "And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to" what? Overcome it. Why did he think that? Why did Caleb think that?
Because God sent them, said he was going to give them the promise.
That's right. Because God had already told them that the land was going to be theirs.
And he said, we are well able.
That's right. We are well able to overcome it. Right? So yes, there was some roadblocks there, but they are well able to overcome it. Right? It was a matter of what he was thinking. Now, did he believe what the other spies said or felt or how they felt about it, or did he believe God? Right? He believed God. That's what he was thinking. Right? And our outlook is going to determine our outcome. Right? Our outlook will determine our outcome. They saw the same thing. Right? Caleb and Joshua went with the rest of the spies. They all saw the same stuff. But their outlook was, God has given this to us. That's what he said. Verse 31. "But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people." Right? Caleb said, "For we are well able to overcome it." And the rest of them said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." In chapter 14, verse 6, it says, "And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes." They tore their clothes. "And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." Right? That was their response. That was their response. The other scouts saw the same things they did. Their five senses outlook on the new land led them to the conclusion that they couldn't have it. There's no way we're going to be able to do this. They're very strong. Their cities are walled. It's impenetrable. Right? The seeds of their thoughts led to their negative outlook, their negative words. We can't win. They're too strong. and their failed deeds, because they were going to give up on what God had already promised to them. Right? Joshua and Caleb's thoughts aligned with God. It led to their confident outlook, their confident words, and a victorious actions, right? That they knew that they could overcome it, right? So it all depends on our thinking. It all starts there. Go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And we have a choice to make. We can think what the Word of God says or not. That was the very choice those men were faced with, right? God said they could have it. It was up to them to believe that. It was up to them to decide that that was true. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. That you may prove, put to the test, validate as true, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renewing your mind literally means changing your thinking. That's what it means. To renew your mind means to make your thoughts different, to change your thinking. And what are we supposed to change our thinking to, right? Is it political and social trends, right? Is it the latest self-help class that we've taken? No, it's the Word of God, right? That's what we're to renew our mind to think what the Word of God says, right? The renewed mind is the key to power, because as you change your mind to think what the Word of God says, then you're believing God's Word. And believing yields results, right? We can live a more abundant life because God said we could, right? That's the way we need to think. If we renew our minds to that, we are transformed. Transformed. We, as a result, are changed, right? Because what we produce is going to be that good stuff, the good fruit, right? Out of the treasure of our hearts. Go to 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. That's how powerful it is. That what you think, when you change the way you think, it can transform your life. Right? That's pretty incredible. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. It says, casting down imaginations. Where do you imagine things?
In your mind.
That's right. In your mind, in your brain, in your thinking. Do you kids imagine sometimes? Do you pretend like you're dinosaurs? Or that you're ninjas? Or that you're checkout ladies at the grocery store? Yeah, that all happens in your brain. You pretend that that's what you are. Right? That's where your imagination comes from. Your brain, your mind. We're to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, right? So imaginations is another word for thoughts. We're to cast down our thoughts and every high thing that would exalt itself against or be contrary to the knowledge of God, what we know about God and His Word. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, right? And did Jesus Christ always do the will of God? Yeah, so what was he obedient to? God's Word, right? He was obedient to God's Word. And so we're to capture our brains, capture our thoughts, and bring them back to the Word of God, right? It's up to us to do that. It's a free will decision. Right? Each of us has to make that decision to capture our thoughts. Right? We have to throw out any thinking out of our brain that's contrary or in opposition to God's Word and bring our thoughts back to what it says. Right? Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And it's easy, takes work to do it, because it's easy to get lazy on controlling our thinking, right? Feelings and emotions and outside influences can really direct our thinking, right? Our feelings and our emotions and outside influences can really direct our thinking. So we have to make an effort, a conscious effort, and put in the work to change our minds, to renew them to God's word, right? Sometimes our emotions get so crazy that our thinking is completely contrary to God's word. Sometimes the outside information that we're bombarding ourselves with changes our thinking to be contrary to God's word. So we have to make a diligent effort, a conscious effort, to change that thinking, right? Feelings and emotions are good, but they should only be, they're only to be useful or good if they keep you in alignment and harmony with God's word. Philippians 4, verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say, rejoice. So this section here is pretty cool because it goes over some of the things that we can do to control our thinking, to get our thinking back to God's word. And one of those things is that we can rejoice. We can be positive. We can look at the good things that we have in our lives, right? We can concentrate on that stuff. That's rejoicing. "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." The word moderation there is the word reasonable or temperate, like emotionally, right? That your moderation, you're emotionally tempered, you're reasonable. You're not like all flipping out all the time, right? So we're not supposed to let our emotions get the best of us, right? Let your moderation, your emotional temperedness, your reasonableness be known unto all men. That's the way you should be. Verse 6, "Be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Right? So there's a bunch of stuff in that one. First, don't get anxious or fearful. Right? And instead, pray. Instead, give it to God and be thankful, right? All of that helps to change our thinking. If we let our anxiety and our fears take over, that puts us in a place where our brains are not renewed to God's word, right? Because God's word says we don't have to be what? Afraid. That's right. And we can pray, we can give it to God, and we can be thankful. And being thankful is big too. Because being thankful helps us to rejoice. It helps to remind us of the good stuff that we have and to concentrate on that stuff. Verse 7, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep or guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Right? So as we do these things, we find a stillness. We find a quietness. A peace, right? And that's where that peace, that quietness, that stillness, it says it will keep or guard our hearts and minds, right? And if our hearts and minds are guarded, then they're not so easily upset and changed to be off the word of God, right? Because they're guarded, they're protected. But that involves a peace and a quiet. Sometimes what we need to do to get our brain back in gear is make a little quiet time, find a little peaceful time, get away from all of the outside stuff, and just get with God, right? Find that time to be still and to be quiet. "Finally, brethren," verse 8, "whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise," throw it out the window. No. We're supposed to think on those things, right? And that's how we renew our brains, how we renew our minds. Those are the things that we should think about, things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report. And that's the Word of God. That describes the Word of God, right? So we can think on those things. We can remember what God has done for us. We can remember the deliverance that we have. We can remember the promises that He's made to us, right? Those are the things that He wants us to think on. And as we change our thinking, our words and our deeds follow, right? And we produce good, awesome stuff.